opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, today the 23rd of June, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and since the first hour is going to be open line, here's your chance to share. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Sue's at the helm. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I just run different people in here every morning, but they are all perfect in their jobs.
Oh, wonderful.
And Trish is here.
Because it's Thursday morning.
There you go.
And it's already a balmy 70 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 102 on Friday.
Not bad.
No, on Friday 104 and a low of 70. And then on Saturday, we're going to get up to 106, a low of 72. Sunday, 107, and climbing, and a low of 73. On Tuesday, 99 and 68.
99!
So, I know, it's a balmy cool off, and then we're going to go
sweater
99.
Days.
The rest of that week is going to be in the high 90s, so... You know, folks, it's winter. I mean, it's summer,
it's
going to do that. So we're going to stick around in those high low hundreds. And
there are no surprises.
No surprises day. Coming up, and no rain in the forecast. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. What national day is it today, Sue?
Today is National Pink Day and National Hydration Day. It's also National Detroit-Style Pizza Day. And if you didn't check it out online, it looks like the streets of Detroit look like they were on fire. It was like a firestorm on the ground. It was just a crazy video that I saw yesterday. So I wondered if anybody knew anything about it. I hadn't heard. And it was just, once again, crazy. Happened in Detroit. Well, weird things happening.
Maybe they were... They made all the streets into a giant Detroit pizza.
Oh, there we
what
go.
What is a Detroit pizza anyway?
I
just know it's festooned with the cartridges on top.
Yes,
and it's National Pink Day, okay, but it's also, the other one was National...
Hydration
Day.
Which is great. It, you know, people should think about this. You know, oh, gosh, it's national. But... With the temperatures the way they are,
yes.
If you're not sucking down probably at least five or six, seven glasses of water a day, you could get dehydrated and you get dehydrated quick.
Really,
so you
really
got to watch
easily.
That.
Especially your kids, your animals, and elderly people.
The older you get,
really
the
hard
more,
time with
that's
dehydration.
Right.
Part of the problem is that a lot of us, I'm not thirsty. I'm never thirsty. I have to think about it.
Maybe you drink a lot of liquid.
I don't. I have to think about it. I have to really. Well, how long has it been since you had water?
If you hold your finger out, okay? Mm-hmm. No, don't pull my finger. You just take it and you squeeze the flesh right there.
Yeah.
And if it stays up.
You're dehydrated.
You're dehydrated.
Yeah.
So you might want to be thinking
about
that.
Yeah, you push down on your skin and it doesn't turn back.
Or you put it, okay. There's various ways you can tell.
You can tell.
But the bottom line is, make sure you're hydrated out there. And then you don't leave anything in your car. With the windows, even if their windows are halfway rolled down, unless that car is running and they're listening to Fleetwood Mac, then it's okay if the car's running, the air conditioner's on. But don't count on that either.
Yeah. And the other thing about leaving your car windows down, it really, contrary to popular opinion, it doesn't keep your car that much cooler when you leave that window cracked. And even if you're locking your car, if you've got anything in it and you leave the window cracked, that just gives the thief an opportunity to get in and break into your car. Do not leave your windows cracked. Everybody does. They say, oh, otherwise my car will explode. Not true. Roll the windows up if you want. You have anything in there you don't want stolen, because it's an invitation to break into your car.
Okay, now, let's talk fires. As long as we're talking heat, let's talk fires.
Okay.
Had a fire last night. Linda's looking out the out in the backyard and down into the city. And she said, there's smoke out there. So we sit there, and we've tried to figure out where exactly was that coming from. And so, you know, so you start doing landmarks. Okay, so it's past the Shasta Regional Medical Center, but then we can see the freeway. So we figured it was over there close to 5 in the 44. As it turns out, it absolutely was. It was 2 acres on fire out there along the river trail. Human caused. And, I mean, here we go. We continue to have these human caused fires. The, that went up on Lake with the two juvies. And let me tell you how smart, let me tell you the quality of people we're raising in this area. Except I don't think they were raised here. They were probably brought here in some kind of halfway house. That they started the fires. And then the woman who saw it and reported, hey, these guys are starting fires, and here come the fire engines. And it took the every available truck we had in Reading to capture that and put it out before it spread to houses and everything. Well, the police go to and catch these two. And what do? They threaten to kill the woman who reported them and find the police and kill them. I mean,
how old were the kids?
I don't know. It just says juvies. I went to juvie hall, and I'm sitting there thinking, what idiots you guys are! Not only do you just start fires because you're idiots and troglodytes or whatever, but then you threaten the police to their face. Come on. I mean,
well, yeah,
you know what they ought to do is take one of our policemen and just put them in the back and just say, you know what, it's time for you to get a spanking, and just spank the hell out of them. And then put him in jail.
But you had a conversation or someone on a while back. We were talking about the juvenile hall and the fact that they rebuilt the juvenile hall, as I understand. It's been remodeled.
Yeah, it's supposed to be beautiful.
And it has a lot of space and stuff, but there's nobody in it. And what do we know about why that is, that there's no – they used to detain a good number of kids at juvenile hall. When I used to go through there, there was – 50, 60 kids in there all the time.
I taught at juvie.
Exactly.
And we had.
Why are there no kids in juvenile hall now?
I had classes all day. It's a great place to teach. Well, you know what? I think there's more than it can hold. I think 125 people.
But they said the other day it was 20 people.
Well, the other day, last time I heard was, you heard other things, but it was a few years ago, because the question was, why don't we take these kids and take them down to Hama County? And just use that hall
as for adults.
And we could put another 125 off the street there. But there was some reason. But I don't know. I really don't know how many there are there.
That'd be an interesting thing to find out.
There is.
Because I know there's a lot of those kids out there that could use some attitude adjustment. And a little time in juvie hall perhaps could do that.
Oh, my father was the attitude adjuster in my family. My mom tried. But I had no fear of my mom until I got older in life. When I got older in life, I had more fear of mom, because mom would start things, and then she would complete them, while dad would just have a burst of energy, you know, spank me, whip out the belt, do things like that. But mom, as I got older, would do things like tea. She called my dad tea. He does not need to drive. And Dad would go, you're grounded. And I realized then,
uh-oh,
as I kind of gave Mom that sidelong look, you know, out of your eyes, because you don't want to look at her directly, because God knows what would happen then. I just kind of looked at her, the corner of my eyes, and I realized then, she's been the one. She won't do it. She was like the godfather. She would tell Luca Brasi, my dad, to do things.
Yeah.
You know, not tell him, because dad wasn't, she would
just say insinuate it.
Yeah. So then I realized, as I got older, oh, she's the one I got to fear. Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, my mother had polio as a child, and so she had one leg that was smaller than the other,
mm-hmm,
and so she couldn't run very fast, but she was persistent. So you didn't ever want to start the chase because she was eventually, she was going to outlast you. She was going to catch it, and then God help
her. She's going to walk you down, and then when she did,
it was all over but shouting.
Go get a branch off the tree.
No,
that one's way too small.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So the only thing you could do is try to, run in circles and try to get her to laughing or something to cool her down enough before she finally caught up with you.
The bottom line is, though, we didn't start fires.
No, we didn't threaten.
We didn't threaten police. We went to school. We didn't. You know what? You didn't talk back to a teacher because if that got reported, oh my God!
When you got in trouble at school, and then when you got home, oh my goodness!
It was worse.
It was way worse. Absolutely.
You're not kidding. Hey, look, Mr. Hunt, the principal, he swung the big lumber. That's back when you could whack kids in North Carolina. Hit me again! Don't tell my dad.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and I had 8 years of the nuns.
Oh my gosh!
And the ruler, that ruler really hurt on the knuckles. Ooh.
That explains something. You went to a parochial school.
What does that
this portion of the when you were did you have to live? Hey. Did you stay at home?
No. Yeah, I was at home.
So you didn't have to sleep on those parochial cots.
No.
So. Well, this it's because I'm working my way into Sleep Number. I'm trying to segue into Sleep Number somehow. But here it is. The summer, it is harder to sleep at times because it stays late. You know, it stays light later.
Yes.
But stick to your regular wake-up times and bedtime as much as possible. Get natural sunlight exposure first thing in the morning and limit exposure to the light in the evenings to help you wind down. That's what I try to tell Linda. She says, let's go outside and do this and this. Honey, I'm trying to wind down before we go to bed. She says, it's 5 o'clock. And I went, but you can never start the winding down process too soon.
There you go.
And she just looks at me. It says, stay cool. Hot, humid nights can make it tough sleep. Now, ideally, and I say this is ideally, 68 degrees is what it should be. Is what you should sleep in. But who in the heck can sleep in 68 degrees?
Not in the summer.
Not in the summer, if you're lucky. You can, if you can get it below 85, then you're okay. Anyway, cool the best you can, and stay well hydrated, because you can wake up at night and being thirsty. Then you have to go up and get some water, or you can ignore it and go back to sleep. But anyway, why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's lowest prices of the season with the Queen 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, a savings of $200. That's only in Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Go and lay on every one of those beds because there's a number of them, and you'll find the one that fits you. My Sleep Number setting is 55.
My Sleep Number setting has kind of jumped up to 60.
Ooh, okay. But the best thing is you can adjust it
exactly
to what you want.
When whatever your body is doing at any given time, you can adjust that so you can
have a Sleep Number
night all
we
day.
Have a lot of friends buying Sleep Number and family and friends and all these kind of things. So go down, try it out. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Summer is here, and it's gonna sizzle. Now's the time for a brand new paint job to protect your vehicle from the summer sun. At Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako repairs accident damage, dents, and dings. They can even straighten your frame. Mako is number one in value and is approximately one-third less than traditional shops. Plus, they offer a free estimate and works with most major insurance companies. Mako, good work for a great price. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Helps enable the surgeon perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments. And 3D high-definition view, that means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We were just looking at something. It's called SADS, which is a sudden adult death syndrome.
Yes.
And it's caused, you know, you heard of, you know,
SIDS,
which is infant.
Yeah.
But it's along the same lines. It's, and what it is a something to do with the heart, with the electrical circuits in the heart, undiagnosed myocarditis, inflammatory conditions, and other conditions that can cause irregularities in the electrical system of the heart, thereby triggering cardiac arrest. It's known to have occurred before, but it seems like it's getting to be less of a rare event. And they're looking at it in athletes across the world. In recent weeks, media outlets around the world have started highlighting a medical phenomenon, you know, the sudden adult death syndrome we just talked about. And it's not as rare, I guess, if you look at total population of the world, SIDS and SADS, it probably is. But if you look at it, it seems like the prevalence of this previously rare condition in Australia, they've actually put together a government agency to start studying this, to gain more information about the phenomenon, where people are just athletes. They're out on the field, and they either collapse because of this and they're saved, or they collapse and die.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Or they go to sleep and they don't wake up.
Yeah, but most of these are, and they're healthy.
Yes.
Relatively healthy people. So it's not like you've got an 85-year-old that you know, is climbing Mount Everest and drops. No, these are soccer players. And
they are, and they're
in
that 30 to 40 age group.
Yeah.
Weird. Weird. But they've tied some of that to actual questioning as to whether there's any relation to either the vaccine or the COVID, or because they have had an increase over the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, they first noticed it in 1977, but there has been an increase. So, does it have anything to do with the vaccinations? Nobody knows. You know, does it have to do if they? I know they don't give enough information. Had they had COVID, you know, what other things could cause it? But I knew of a Marine that scored 300 points, which is the ultimate on the Marine Corps physical fitness test. That means being able to run 3 miles in under 18 minutes. He has to do, you know, 20 pull-ups and 80 sit-ups back then in 2 minutes. And everybody wanted to always max it. It's tough to get them all in, but he could do it. And he just came back from a run on the Hill Trail, nothing spectacular, came on out and was talking to other guys and other Marines, and they just dropped dead. Just dropped, just like that. So, yeah, they couldn't save him. And, I mean, they were, like, close to the aid station and everything. But he was gone.
Wow.
He was probably dead before he hit the ground. So, but, you know, I don't know if it would be that or if it was some, you know, it's been a long time. But it's happening out there. So, something else to, maybe we could ask Dr. Khan about that.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll ask him. What do you have today?
Well, the only thing I'm looking at that bill that's up for discussion in the Senate right now, the gun control, and I have some real concerns. Well, I remember what Sam Prada was on yesterday, and he made a statement that said, you know, we believe that any of these restrictions are against the Constitution. We believe that we have an outright, a written, God-given right to bear arms, and any restrictions that you put on them are, in our opinion, in my opinion, more than I should have to do. So they just keep making more rules about how I can carry my gun and how I can have a gun, any kind of gun, what kind of gun I want. They keep making restrictions, and this is just another layer. The red flag warnings that are in there. Well, first off, with the gun control thing, I'm not convinced that we've had any of those instances of these guns, slayings, the shootings in the school, or any of the other things, that there already isn't a law that prevented it from happening. They certainly, if you listen to the people that have talked to this person that did the last shooting, plenty of evidence that there was, somebody should have called him to the attention of the authorities.
About Uvalde?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, over and over and over, you keep hearing people say he should have been called to their attention.
That's one of the findings of the Texas state government. You know, they're doing an investigation, is that this kid, a teacher said, this kid's scared her.
But,
and then he started dressing like the, quote, mass murderers. And then other things that happened, yet not one time was he reported to anybody.
And they interviewed over 200 people.
And
they all said, scary guy.
Not one time did anybody say anything to the police that, hey, this guy's walking around with a sack full of dead cats. Now, that would tell you something. And if you knew that for sure, well, I've got my dead cats, you know, it'd be something like, I'm not calling the police. There's a guy walking around here with dead cats. And then the police come, they start talking to him. Then the next step would probably be
looking at social media, the problem with the red flag warnings that they're putting in here, if somebody comes up with an idea and the police decide based on information they've received from whomever that this person's guns should be removed, it could be up to 30, 90 days before you can actually get into a court to defend yourself or explain what happened. Now, maybe that's a good thing if you really are a threat, but maybe it's just a domestic thing. I have known people who have had domestic battles. You know, divorce can get it can get pretty messy, and people can make accusations. Once they've taken your guns away from you, then trying to get those guns back can be a major expensive thing. While you hire the attorneys to get in and battle that whole thing. And the other thing is, once that's happened and you have that restraining order placed against you and that those guns taken away, that's on your record forever. And so you've got issues. A lot of people, I mean, to me, this is a slippery slope. We're innocent in this country until proven guilty.
Yep.
So if they're going to take my guns away from me for some reason, I should have the opportunity right away to argue the other side of that case before they just arbitrarily do that.
You should.
And I think that they're going to give a lot of states the money now to do this. So while we've had the ability to do that in California, it's mostly police that do it. I just don't like that.
Well, the
and you got 14 Republicans that are going to get in there and help them do it. Rhinos.
Part of this is the fact that if they come to your house on a Friday and take your guns away, and then tell you you're going to get a court case in 30 days, yeah, you've already been adjudicated guilty.
There you
right
go.
There, and. Because you're not going to go into court that day. They can't arrange it in such a way that they come in on Tuesday morning, and by Tuesday afternoon, you've got to go back in. Now, would that be fair to the individual, too, though? Okay, now you got to find a lawyer. Now you got to go back, or you could just go and say, she was angry at me. There's nothing in my background. And then it goes into why they search your background. So anyway you look at it, it's not just a wife or a loved one or a family member. This could be a coworker, depending on
anybody.
It could be, a teacher at school could say, there's something wrong here, and needs to report this. But it could be a coworker. It could be a neighbor in some cases. Well, that you've had a fence dispute for years. So, there's got to be some safeguards on this by any means. So we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living, great accommodations, great chef, gourmet chef, activities, transportation if you want it. They're pet friendly, located in a central location. You're close to the, you're close to the Arboretum and the and Turtle Bay Bridge. You're close to everything there. And people go there to enjoy life. It's not an assisted living facility, though. It's for active seniors at River Commons Senior Living. For more information and to have a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981 and find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win! Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, features delicious deli sandwiches and burgers, like the Lucky Club, a specialty BLT, or their barbecue beef sandwich. You can also try Lucky's famous half-pound burger, peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger, their A1 burger, or Lucky Miller's Master Burger. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order, or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., where our food speaks for itself.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Learn more at coverca.com. Don't stop
believing. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, the 23rd of June, 7:36 in the morning, 68 degrees. I just saw it was like 72 degrees.
Yeah, 72
I think it's like
degrees,
72.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with my computer here. Hey, Reading Electric Utility wants to make sure is that, one, you have defensible space around your home, that you've cleaned your gutters out, that you've trimmed trees away from your house, that you have your go bag, you have your emergency, escape route planned. I know it's a hard thing to be saying, but, do you have like a rally spot? Like if the fire hits and your kids are in school or you're working on one side of the river and your spouse is on the other, where do you meet at? Where's the rally point in case cellular towers go down? But Reading Electric Utility wants you to be safe and wants you to be prepared. On the line, we have Daryl. He's calling in from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And good morning, Daryl.
Morning.
And good morning, Daryl.
You're talking about housing today.
Well, yeah, I guess I was talking about the homeless.
The homeless, right.
And I don't know what you want me to do. Here in Albuquerque, it's probably as bad as everywhere else.
Yeah, I've been to Albuquerque. My kids live in Albuquerque, up in the Mesa there. And, the problems that they, you're right. You're facing the same kind of problems we are here. And almost every place, major city or small city or town in the United States.
Right, and it's, like I said, they have villages they're trying to build and they have, but the parks are getting out of control. They're just the violence and it's very bad here.
Well, what are some of the things they're doing in Albuquerque?
So they've started one of those tiny home villages that has 30 homes and 8 of them for handicapped people. And it's got a community, baths and everything. It's a very nice place, but the homeless don't want to be told what to do.
and so how are they, once they move in, are they taking care of the place? Are they?
That's the problem. They started out right away and they got some families and right away there's rules. You have to be there. You have to take care of the place and they don't follow rules. Unfortunately, they have to kick them out right away because they let everything fall apart.
Well, is there, are they given money to do this? Are they given a, you know, like a stipend to live?
No, I don't think they have to even pay, I think they have to pay like $30 a month just to help cover like utilities and stuff. But that's all they're asked to do.
That but take still, care of the place.
Right. That's a, I think it's a thing. And it just hasn't worked out. They say they've finally found some more families, but it just, it's a nice little place, but you just, like you said, you know, when you're told what to do, you got to come back and stay in home at 9 o'clock and you have to follow their rules. They don't want to follow rules.
Wow.
I mean, it's the same. And they have a big hospital here on the, south side of town that they're trying to turn into a big place for the homeless, a huge place, medical. But the city councilors and everybody, they argue so much, they can't get it together.
Well, but you, what kind of problems do you have with, you know, when we're talking about homeless here, I mean, is your crime rate up? Do you have a problem jailing people in Albuquerque?
Jailing?
Yeah, but see, here, our jail is full. And so ours is kind of a catch and release thing. I mean, we hold the worst ones, of course, but the ones that just rob, you know, not rob, but come in and, you know, steal things out of your car or steal your car. Things like this, under our propositions and everything, they don't go to jail, because the jail is full with real bad guys. So we just turn them loose on the streets. And, a number of these are homeless that, you know, have got drug problems, mental problems, all these things.
That's the thing. You're right. Here they're pretty lenient about everything. The laws in New they're terrible. They let everybody go. But I'm sure the homeless, like you said, like the other day, there's a lady who they've had histories with, and she started 12 fires down by the river to start fires. And she's the known, I mean, they've had, she fights the police, but she's probably back out on the street.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what we have here is, we've just been having a spate of fires caused from human caused. Two of them were caused, you know, on purpose by two juveniles. So they've got them locked up for right now. But then many of these come from homeless camps. And we've had, if you're, you know, as New Mexico is, are you all still burning in New Mexico right now?
It's getting better because we've been finally having rain. But then you know what the rain causes?
Well, no, it causes mudslides. My daughter said that.
Now they're worried about that.
Yeah.
But getting better. Like I said, it's just the rain is thank God help, but hopefully it won't hurt too much.
What is your elected official? What are they doing about this? Is this their idea?
Our mayor is not very good. That I think. I mean, I'm not. They don't do much, you know, they don't do a lot. And then the other, you know, they talk about, let's do this for the homeless and parks and let's make a separate place for them to live. But then in the end, nothing ever gets done. It's the same old story every day. They hang out at all the parks and they cause problems, unfortunately. Not all of them, but some of them do.
Well,
you know, you ride the buses or something, they're all, you know, they drink.
It sounds like you have that.
Similar problems to what we have here.
Albuquerque, New Mexico has the same problems that we do, probably on a much bigger scale. And they have tried the tiny home approach. And you would say that it just hasn't been a success.
It has not. So far, not at all. And it's not a bad place. It's a good-looking little place.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, they just don't want to, you know, they want to live on this, most of them just want to live their lives.
I think that we found over the years, and we found this with the Indian reservations, not to pick out one group, but anytime free housing is given to people with no skin in the game, they very rarely appreciate it and or take care of it. One of the few programs I've seen and I've forgotten the name of it, but in fact, President Carter was very involved in it, and that's where people actually put sweat equity in and build their homes, and work towards that. They you know, put time and effort into building the home. Those seem to work out pretty well because mm-hmm. they've got some investment in it. But when you just flat out give people things and they don't have to do anything for it, there's no appreciation and no responsibility that goes along with that in most cases.
Exactly. There's stuff for them there. You know, you see people, there's plenty of places where you can go clean up or get clothes or do, but, and then again, if you want to stay, you know, they just don't want to, they want to live by their rules. They don't want to be told what to do.
And yeah, I think the important thing of listening to Daryl is,
yeah,
Daryl is in New Mexico, and they have exactly the same problems that we do.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be somebody here talking about it right here in Redding, Daryl, or you could, you know, I guess we've got it a lot better than San Francisco or L.A. I mean, most of the homeless, the majority of the homeless in the United States live in California. And, yeah, for good reason, is that we are just like the golden land of, let's see how much we can give you, to keep you, on the streets. So, anyway, hey, Daryl, thanks so much for calling in and taking your time this morning.
Thanks for listening.
Anyway, you guys are awesome.
All right.
You have a good day, okay?
You bet. You too. Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, you know, they're trying it, you know. Okay, we're going to go to the tiny homes, and now we're going to try that too here. But I hopefully that we've got a little bit more in this, that we've got a, you know, the skin in the game thing.
I think if you, as I just elaborated, if they're not involved in some way, I think we're wasting our money, and we don't need to build any more parks, and they need to want to make a difference in their life, and then we need to help them make those choices that will do that. But if they don't want it, you can't shove it on them.
No, you're not. And, you know, and the police realize that people that want to, you know, there's a group, of course, we know this, there's a group out there that want to get out of living in their cars.
And we can help them, and we should, and we will.
And we should. And we've got the...
and plenty of services available for them.
We've got the nation's finest. We're getting veterans off the streets. There are services, and there's advantages out there, but as any law enforcement officer or any social worker will tell you, there are people that are just not going to leave the streets.
They don't want to.
They love it.
They love where they're at, and they're not going anyplace.
This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work-related injury, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to him. You know, a work injury that's not being handled by your insurance company, by the insurance company of where you worked, is a life-changing event in many cases. So you want somebody on your side that understands workers' compensation, the type of treatments you should be getting, support while you're going through this, and that's Patrick Gorman. Again, give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:47 in the morning, here on the 23rd of June.
This is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
I can't hear it. I can't hear the music.
I could hear the music.
Just barely, though. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bond and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, the 23rd of June, and 7:51 in the morning, and now it's 72 degrees.
It caught up.
We talked about SADS. We talked about the new gun. Oh, Supreme Court.
Yeah, they have five
getting
ready.
Oh, yeah.
And they just made a huge decision.
They did.
They ruled in favor of religious freedom. And this was strictly along the lines of the court, as they indicate the three liberal judges voted against it. But it comes from a case in Maine, where they have a tuition assistance program that was non-sectarian. You could not use it if you government voucher program for their kids if it was a religious school.
In other words, you couldn't send your kid to a parochial school.
And use
the voucher program that the state provides.
Yeah, exactly. So in his opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts.
That correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Chief Justice made the decision clear that regardless of how the benefit and restriction are described, the program operates to identify and exclude otherwise eligible schools on the basis of their religious exercise. And he found that that Justice Roberts and Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett joined Roberts in the opinion and said that, nope, they could not do that and that you could use those funds to go to any school that you wanted to. So that's a huge step forward for religious
and
freedom.
That was the Carson versus Macon, and it Maine violated the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause. That's what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Now, this week, because it's the last week in June, and that's when the Supreme Court lets out.
Yep.
This is when the decisions come out. So you have got 13 remaining cases, well, fully five. Five of the court's 13 remaining cases, also major cases, like Biden versus Texas, about President Biden's attempt to shut down one of the former president's signature policies, the migrant protection protocols, better known as Remain in Mexico. Without which the number of illegals coming in here would be a lot higher.
And it can't get much higher.
A second is West Virginia versus EPA, whether the Biden's EPA has almost unlimited authority to issue sweeping environmental regulations that can transform the American economy. But, and those are important. I mean, if the EPA said, no, you can't, instead of Congress or thing, you know. So, but there's going to be some historic ones. One, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin about whether the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms extends outside the home. And if they say it does, and they should, then that means that states will have to issue permits for people. Now, we've got like 27 states. It's, you know, constitutional carry.
Yeah.
It means the rest of them, like California, will have to issue permits to people so they can carry firearms outside their home.
And a lot of counties
that's
do
huge.
Not. A lot of counties in California do not.
San Francisco, Orange County's tough, believe it or not. San Diego's crazy. But there's others. I mean, and they're usually east of or west of the I-5.
Yeah.
Okay. Another is Kennedy versus Bremerton School District. And I remember reading about this. This is a former U.S. Marine high school football coach who was fired by the public school for his custom of offering a short, silent prayer on his team's football field after each Friday
night. Oh, I remember that.
Friday night football game. He'd go out there and his kids could attend or not. It was up to them. This case should be a major ruling on three separate First Amendment issues. Free speech rights in the schools and or for government employees, the right to freely exercise religion for government workers, and the proper meaning of the Constitutional Establishment Clause, which forbids the government from adopting a formal religion or an official religion.
And that's what, you know, we always refer.
You know what, people don't realize that.
They always refer to the separation of church and state. That is not in our Constitution. That was contained in a letter written to explain the clause. It is not part of our, it says that the government shall make no law restricting it. They can't have an adopted religion. They can't tell you how to believe. That's what our first, you know, what the clause says, religious freedom. And they keep trying to throw this separation of church and state at us, and that just simply is not in the
Constitution. Somebody just texted me that said the New York gun law was shot down, but I'm not sure we're all talking about the same thing.
Well,
so
New York
I have not
gun laws,
seen it.
Though, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was, they're typing it to me. Anyway, okay, here's the last one. The last one is Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization challenging a Mississippi ban on abortions after 15 weeks, which now looks like the majority of the Supreme Court is willing to overrule Roe versus Wade by holding the Constitution does not include an applied right to abortion.
And it does not mean they're doing away with abortion.
No, one way or the other, Dobbs will feature prominently in history books concerning this period of time in America. So,
yeah, absolutely, but people say, oh, it's going to do away with it. It's not true. It's simply going to return it to the states as it always should have been to begin with.
Okay, so I'm looking up New York because I just heard is that they said you don't, according at least to the lawsuit.
Several of the laws that they've been looking at in the state of New York.
Okay, Supreme Court strikes down New York law in major Second Amendment ruling. So I'm not sure what he's talking about. Struck down that restrictive, this was 12 minutes ago.
Okay.
Struck down a restrictive New York gun law in a major ruling for gun rights. 6-3 decision is expected to ultimately allow more people to legally carry guns on the streets of the nation's largest cities, including New York, Los Angeles, and Boston, and elsewhere.
Wow.
About a quarter of the U.S. population lives in states expected to be affected by the ruling.
So if it affects Los Angeles, it'll affect San Francisco as well.
I see what he says. He said the New York gun law was shut down. Okay, so the Supreme Court ruled for the Second Amendment. I read that wrong.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim. So That is a huge, absolutely a huge ruling right there. It means now you can have, you have the right to carry the gun outside your home, which we do here in Shasta County. But in San Francisco, you don't.
No, you have to have, you know, and I'm just going to throw in here, we're getting to the end of the hour, some of these decisions coming down, and I think the next week is going to prove that the time that, President Trump spent in office, one of the lasting effects of that are the judges that he appointed, not only on the Supreme Court, but across the United States. And there, I mean, there were a huge number of judges appointed in courts across every state, and these decisions that are rising to the top, the decisions that are even the Ninth Circuit Court, Ninth Circuit has come a long way in starting to make decisions that are realistic.
Yes. Okay.
And constitutional.
Okay, we have to take a break for the news, and Dr. Khan will join us when we return.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. And now here's the news in progress.
A Second Amendment victory at the U.S. Supreme Court. In a 6-3 ruling, the justices have found that a New York law restricting the ability of a law-abiding citizen to obtain a concealed carry license violates the Constitution. The New York law required concealed carry applicants to provide a compelling reason for needing the permit. A soft landing for the beleaguered economy. Fed Chairman says it would be very challenging. Jerome Powell not ruling out a recession, even though the central bank is trying to prevent one.
In recent days, President Biden and his administration have emphasized that a recession is not inevitable. The Fed Chairman took a similar message to Capitol Hill, where he faced skeptical lawmakers. Powell acknowledged that a recession is possible as the Fed pushes interest rates higher. But he said the goal is to achieve a soft landing, a reduction in inflation and a slowdown in growth without triggering a recession and high unemployment. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Biden asking Congress to approve a 3-month federal gas tax holiday, but Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says it would have only a modest impact on prices at the pump.
The gas tax is really on the margin. I mean, it's small, a little over 18 cents per gallon. Remember, gasoline is now selling for $5 a gallon. And the other thing to consider is that some of that cut in tax will probably be captured by the gas company, you know, the gasoline company. They're not going to pass all of that through to their customers.
AAA's national average for a gallon of regular is a bit lower this morning, stands at $4.94 a gallon. The Uvalde, Texas school district police chief has been placed on administrative leave. This is an investigation of the school massacre continues. Wall Street, the Dow's up 167, the Nasdaq 146 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Russia now focusing its firepower on two villages in eastern Ukraine.
Britain and Ukrainian military officials say Russia has expanded its grab of territory in the east, capturing two villages and vying for control of a key highway in an offensive that could cut supply lines and encircle some frontline Ukrainian forces. In addition, Russian forces are trying to capture areas outside Severodonetsk, the administrative center of the Luhansk region. Now, with Ukrainian forces have withdrawn from some of the areas near the city of Lysychansk to avoid the possibility of being encircled. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man wounded four people in a stabbing spree in Auckland, New Zealand.
He was stopped by bystanders who wrestled him to the ground. Police say the attack was random. The suspect is in police custody. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Republicans have a chance to flip a couple of congressional seats in Virginia.
Virginia voters have picked a state senator and a law enforcement official as the Republican nominees for what could be two of the country's most competitive U.S. House races. Jen Kiggins defeated three challengers to win the nomination in Virginia's coastal 2nd District and will take on U.S. Congresswoman Elaine Luria. And Yesley Vega, an auxiliary deputy and county-level elected official, prevailed in a crowded field in the Central Virginia 7th District. Vega will face Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger in the general election, where Republicans are bullish about their chances of flipping the seats currently held by the two centrist Democrats. Keith Peters reporting.
And recapping the hour's top story, the Supreme Court, in a 6-3 vote, has struck down a restrictive New York gun law, a major ruling upholding the Second Amendment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
I love
Thursday morning. And me, we're on 7 to 9 AM Monday through Friday, and Trish is here Thursday, and Linda's with me the rest of the week. Today's the 23rd of June. It's 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue's at the helm. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
I have interchangeable producers.
Yes,
they're
you
not
do.
They're not interchangeable, but they all have one thing in common. They are all so good.
Yes.
Their whole, you know, if people go, well, is it hard being a producer? It's probably not hard being a producer, but it's hard when I'm running the show. Okay, Sue, right? Because
mm-hmm.
Susan, she's giving me arm and hand signals.
Carl,
she's,
is a challenge.
She's flashing the lights. She runs around the corner. You know, I mean, and this is right before we start. I mean, during the show, it's even, you know, the poor lady, I'm trying, you know, she's trying to organize. There's people calling in. And, you know, it's like, there's Daryl. He's on the line. Oh, what's Daryl want to talk about? Because, frankly, I forgot Daryl was calling in today at 7:30.
Okay.
So, anyway, but now Trish is here.
Yes, it is, and it's 77 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 102, a low this evening of 70, and on Friday, a high of 104 and a low of 70. On Saturday, 106, a low of 72, and on Sunday, a high of 107. And 73 degrees in the evening. It's still cooling down in the evenings to where you can sleep. On Monday, we're looking for a high of 104 and a low of 68. And on Tuesdays, cooling down to a balmy 99 and a low of 66. So it's going to be in the high 90s all of next week after we get through this kind of warm weekend.
Okay.
Okay. The weather is always...
I'm just kind of pointing right here for no reason.
Right. Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Anderson-based industry.
Well, you know what? Anderson is a popping and Redding's popping and all this.
Good place to do business in Shasta.
You know, when you try to get people in here, one of the things you want to tell them is that we have great medical care up here.
We do.
And we're honored to have with us Dr. Muhammad Khan, who is a cardiologist right here in Reading, a cardiologist specialist. He has the cardiovascular system, the center here in town, which I've visited several times. I don't get to, you know, I saw him every time I get a stress test at the VA. And you're so funny the first time because I walked out there and said, everything's okay. And I get a phone call that afternoon and say, come on back in here. And I went, this doesn't sound good. Well, there could be an abnormality here. So, boom, right to Dr. Khan I went. And that's when you did the images of the heart and would turn you sideways, you know, and have, you know, all that. And at the end of it, you came in and said, you're fine. I think the machine's off a little bit. and you showed me where. So that's when I get to see Dr. Carl. If I have a stress test and there's something weird about it. Last time they said, well, it could be or couldn't be. You can go see, you know, if you want to have a follow-up. Of course I did, you know, went, ran right down to your office. And this time the girls put me on a table and an IV in me. And had the EKG on me while they, I guess there is a medication that causes your heart to beat faster, like you're on the treadmill. Mm. Nope, Dr. Kahn tells me you're fine. So this year when I had the stress test, the doctor there says, "Ah, this looks better than last time." Dr. Kahn fixed me. So, good morning. How are you? I don't mean to embarrass you, but it was a great, you know what? If you got to go see somebody, Dr. Kahn's guy.
Well, thank you. Good morning, and thank you for having me. I appreciate those comments. All we can do is just do our best for the patient.
Oh, yeah, but that's good. If you can, I'm sure there's times that the news isn't that good, though. And, but you came in today to talk about something that is near and dear to your heart, and people need to know about this. So,
absolutely. I wanted to talk about peripheral arterial disease because we focus on coronary artery disease or heart disease or blockages in the heart arteries, but we forget about what we call PAD. Heart disease is called CAD, coronary artery disease. And blockages in the other arteries of the body, in the peripheral arteries, is called PAD. And why it is so underdiagnosed, excuse me, because as we get older, the commonest blockages that occur in the leg arteries. And as we get older, patients think that the discomfort in the legs when they walk, or the heaviness in the legs when they walk, or the tiredness in the legs when they walk is just because they're getting older. But it may be because they have some significant blockage in the arteries in the legs, so they have poor circulation, and when they walk, the legs get tired and heavy. And they attribute it to age, they attribute it to back pain, they attribute it to arthritis. But it may be blockages that we can open and help restore circulation and make the patients feel better. Some patients that come in with blockages in the leg arteries, and when we open those blockages, they are more grateful than somebody who had a heart attack. Because their quality of life has been reduced. They can't walk in the park with their grandkids. They can't run across the street when a child has a ball that goes across the street. All these stories that patients have told us. So they're very, very grateful. And it's so easy to diagnose.
Then that was going to be my question. How easy is that to detect in a patient that's having those symptoms? How do you get to that's the problem?
Because it is so underdiagnosed, Medicare has a list of those patients that are at higher risk and how we can diagnose them. So the highest risk patient is the diabetic. They have very poor circulation below the knee, and that is why so many diabetics, just a little wound turns into an amputation. They lose their legs from poor circulation. The next category are smokers. Smokers develop significant blockages in the legs that cause discomfort in the buttocks and the hips when they walk and in the legs. And then anybody with blockage in any other part of the body. If somebody had a blockage in the neck arteries, they need to be checked for the legs. If they have blockage in the heart arteries, we need to check in the legs. So anybody with any blockages. And then the next category is pretty much anybody above the age of 65. So diabetics above the age of 50, it needs to be checked. Smokers above the age of 50, anybody with blockages, and anybody above the age of 65. And how do we diagnose them? Simply check the pulses in the legs. feel for the pulses in the legs. If the pulses are diminished or you cannot feel the pulses, then there's a very simple test called an ankle brachial index. So we take the blood pressures at the ankles, and we take the blood pressure in the brachial artery like you normally would. If you, let's suppose your blood pressure in the arm is 120, then your blood pressure in the leg should be 120. So if you divide 120 by 120, it's 1. If it is 0.9, it means there's a little bit of a blockage. If it's 0.8, there's more blockage. If it's 0.7, there's more blockage. When it starts getting to 0.6 or lower, it's very significant. And when it gets to 0.3 or lower, it's critical. They're very high risk for an amputation. And that ankle brachial index takes about a minute to do.
Wow.
And then you can say, okay, we have a problem somewhere. And then the next step is get an ultrasound to see where's the blockage and what we need to do about it.
Okay. Let's take a break here, because what you've just said is, I don't remember, I've never had anybody take my blood pressure at my ankle.
Dr. Mantry used to do that on a regular basis whenever I had my physical. He would.
I mean, he would. I remember him taking my pulse in my ankle before, but.
No.
That's not going to do it. But let's take a quick break here, Dr. Khan. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, things are going on right now in the financial markets that, you know, obviously I have no idea. I just listen to
Pray a lot.
I listen to Sue every morning and say it's up, it's down, it's crazy, it's the bull is under attack by the bear. No, the bull's going back at the bear. I don't understand this, but Judy Maxwell's financial team does, and she's got two separate divisions, insurance and financial. And if you're looking for a second opinion on your investments, your retirement plans, your 401ks, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and analysis of your investments and your 401s and your retirement plans. She's been doing this since 1993, and she's got a great staff there that's assisting her. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
When 100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like...
like to ask you a few questions. Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Went to my family doctor for a pain inside my head. I told him the tens you left me. Feeling like just about dead. Well, doctor, what can you give me?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 8:20 in the morning here, 72 degrees, and it's going up to 104 today. 104? 100? It's over 100.
It's over 100.
Who cares? It's just going to be hot.
Yes,
this portion of the show, this would be a great time to take your car down to Quick and Clean Car Wash. Why? Well, for one, it is a great car wash with special soap and wax. Extremely friendly people down there will wipe off your car at the end or your truck with a clean rag. It makes your car or truck look great. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Or you buy 10, you get 3 free. It's located on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's been in the family, that property in that area, for 100 years. I found that always interesting.
I do too. I don't think they wash cars for 100 years.
You can leave your air conditioning on while you're going through there and, you know, keep your windows up.
When you come out, you've had a bath, and so it's nice and cool.
Well,
and
could do that too.
Yeah.
Take your dog out of the back of your truck.
That's a good plan.
Do not forget your dog in the back of the truck. Okay. We're here with Dr. Muhammad Khan, who is a premier cardiologist here in the North State with the Cardiovascular Center is your clinic. And we're talking about peripheral arterial disease. Everybody knows about, you know, heart blockages and blockages up in there, but you can also have blockages in your legs. And your quality of life goes down dramatically. So in the last segment, we heard that if you're a simple way of checking this is when they're doing your blood pressure up on your arm in the brachial artery, if they do it on your ankle, and if there's a big difference there, now something has to be done. So all right. What can be done? I mean, when we're talking about this and it's lower, what happens next, doctor?
So if we find that checking your ankle brachial index, which is the blood pressure at the ankle and the normal blood pressure in your arm, and if it tells us or suggests that you have significant blockages in the arteries in the legs, the next step is to get an ultrasound to tell us where the location of the blockage, and it'll give us a better idea about the severity of the blockage. And then based on the patient's symptoms, if the patient is having symptoms, then we can go in, do an angiogram of the arteries of the legs, and if it is significant, open those blockages up with laser, with balloons, with stents. So those are the steps that are taken. If it is not significant, but there is blockage, then the biggest advice that we recommend is to walk. Because if you walk, you can improve your circulation. You can build collaterals. It's like, you know, if you have a road that's blocked and you have a car that just drives around and drives around and drives around, soon that becomes a road. You build a collateral. So you can build collaterals and improve your circulation. And sometimes that is as good as balloons and stents and even bypass of the legs. So if we cannot do anything with balloons and stents, or if it is really, really bad and a patient walks from here just half a block or to their mailbox and they have to stop and stand for a while because it hurts, then they walk the same distance, then they have to stop or slow down. So walking can improve it. And sometimes if we cannot do anything with balloons and stents, we recommend a bypass, which is like a detour. Take a vein, bypass the
in your leg.
Put in a new vein.
Correct. So we can do bypass.
But if you if you have this and it's not as severe, is you're having pain and all this, if you just walk, you can perhaps fix this.
You can significantly improve the quality of your life, yes. More importantly, a lot of patients are unable to walk, as we said, because they think they're getting older, it's arthritis and so forth. If we find blockages in the leg arteries, those patients are very high risk of developing blockages in the heart arteries and in the carotid arteries that can cause a stroke. Blockages are blockages. They develop everywhere in the body. And so, you know, if you don't walk briskly, you don't walk fast, you don't exercise, you may not feel chest pain. Diabetics, for example, as life goes on, they don't feel their feet. A lot of diabetics don't feel chest pain. So unless they exercise, unless they move, they won't have any symptoms until, boom, it's the big one.
Mm. Wow. Okay, so what you're telling us is something as simple.
Get up off the couch and move.
As you've said before, walk 30 minutes a day. Get that heart pumping. Get that blood group going down to your toes and all that. And that's going to increase your health. I mean, it can actually even fix some of these just by exercising, making your heart beat faster, making the blood course through your arteries and your veins.
Absolutely. I'll give you an example of a patient. 44-year-old gentleman, no family history, no risk factors, does not smoke, exercises on a treadmill every day. One morning, while walking on the treadmill, he had some chest discomfort. Didn't think much about it, went to work. Next morning, got up, walked on the treadmill, had it again. So he said, something's not right, I got to check it out, went to work. Third morning, got up, walked on the treadmill, had it again. So he called me. I put him on the treadmill. He was very abnormal. And so I admitted him from my office to the hospital, did his angiogram. He had a 90% widowmaker.
Wow.
And needed open-heart surgery, and he's doing well. But the point is, he's at work. He's got a 90% blockage. He's at work every day, and he doesn't feel it. Mm. The only time he felt it was when he got his heart rate going on the treadmill. So people who exercise are more likely to get the warning. He got the warning. If he wasn't exercising, sooner or later he was going to drop dead from a heart attack. So exercise can warn you something's not right here.
And if you can't say, well, I can't walk 30 or 40 minutes, well, your advice has always been walk as far as you can then and just increase that.
Absolutely. I'll tell you about another form of exercise that is turning out to be better than anything, and it's called HIIT, H-I-I-T, HIIT, High Intensity Interval Training. Yeah. So what they did is they had a study. They asked patients to walk for 45 minutes and then took patients to do HIIT. And how they did it was you walk, you warm up for a minute, and then you walk as hard as you can for 1 minute. and then you take it as easy as you can to recover for 3 minutes. Then another cycle of 1 minute as hard as you can, and then 3 minutes just as easy as you can to recover. Those 11 minutes were better than the 45 minutes of walking. It was less boring. You burnt more calories. Your metabolism stayed active longer. And it doesn't take very long to do. And that can be, that hit can be with a jump rope. It can be climbing stairs. It can be a treadmill. It can be an elliptical. It can be anything.
It can be the river trail.
So, you know, just brisk for 1 minute, then easy for 3 minutes. Brisk for 1 minute, easy for 3 minutes. And as you get used to it, then you can increase those cycles.
Yeah, well, we used to do it running track and getting in condition. Was intervals all the time. You'd run around the track, you'd warm up with a couple of laps, and then you'd run as fast as you could for a 440, and then you'd run a couple of laps to get your heart rate down again, and then you'd do a 220, and then, you know, and then 100-yard sprints. But that was, you know, when I was growing up, so it's good to see that it actually was doing something good for us.
Yes.
We're here with Dr. Muhammad Khan, a cardiologist, and he has the Cardiovascular Center right here in town. Somebody I've gone to, twice. And Linda came down also. And the on peripheral arterial disease, which most people don't even know about. Everybody's concerned about their heart. But you can also have blockages in your legs, which is causing you a great deal of distress. And that can be, and the doctor is talking about ways it can be diagnosed and methods of treating that. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, been going there for 15 years. Ever since I came to Reading, and I just love this place. It's the ambiance is what I like. It's a veteran-owned business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. I wasn't sure if I was going to like working by appointments instead of just walking in there, but it works real well. You can make an appointment, walk in, get your hair cut, leave, or you can hang around and talk to everybody. Give them a call at 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Wow! I feel good.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been around for 15 years. Their newest branch is down in Anderson and Ventura Avenue down there. I didn't know y'all had a Ventura Avenue.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Ventura Street. No, it's a street.
The street.
The difference between a street and an avenue is, what, 10 feet on either side? I'm not sure. But they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We do business with Cornerstone, and we're happy that we are. Today, Trish and I are with Dr. Muhammad Khan, who has the Cardiovascular Center right here in town and is a cardiologist. And we're talking about peripheral arterial disease, which is not around your heart, but it's down in your other areas of your body. But, you know, specifically in the legs we were talking about and how you can be tested for it and then things you can do. But and it ranges from everything from exercise to stents and other things that can be done. Now, this isn't the only part of the body that can get blockages either.
Correct. We said peripheral arterial disease, which are blockages in other arteries beside the heart arteries. So you can get a blockage, for example, in the arteries going to your arms. I had an electrician come to me one day, and every time he would screw in a bulb, his arm would get heavy and numb, and he would have to shake it off. I had a woman who would knit, and every time she did her knitting, she would get some discomfort in the arm. So you can get blockages in your arm, in the arteries in your arms. One of the simplest ways of checking for that is checking the blood pressure in the right arm and checking the blood pressure in the left arm. And if there's a big difference, more than 15 points, then there's maybe a problem. I mean, if you find that blood pressure in the right arm 80 and in the left arm 120, you know, something is going on. There's poor circulation to the right arm. So sometimes just checking the blood pressures. All new patients that come to our office, we have their blood pressure checked in both arms. And if they don't have any symptoms, it's not a problem. But a lot of them have symptoms. The arm gets tired, and we can put in a stent and help improve circulation to the arm. People who have high blood pressure, if they're on three medicines and the blood pressure is still high, those patients, we look for blockages in the kidney arteries. Because if you have a blockage in the kidney artery, that can cause high blood pressure. Mm. So kidney arteries can have blockages. Blockages in the carotid arteries, especially smokers. Blockages in the artery in the belly, right below the belly button before it splits to the right side of the pelvis and the left side of the pelvis. That area, the aorta, before it splits, and those arteries, the iliac arteries where it splits, that's particularly common in women who've smoked for a long time. And that can cause discomfort in the buttocks. Oh. So you get blockages, some people.
So in your stomach, so if you get a blockage there where the brachial artery splits out, a symptom of it, and it's, you said mainly more in women, is that your butt hurts?
Yes. When you walk, you get discomfort in your buttocks. And then often, every now and
not
again.
Not to be confused with a pain in the butt.
Yeah, not to be. Yeah. Oh.
Often we'll find patients sometimes after they eat, when they eat, they get severe discomfort, and some of that will describe it as labor pains. I had a 74-year-old gentleman who came to see me at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon with this complaint that every time he eats, he has discomfort. And so I asked him, "What have you eaten today?" And he said the entire day he's just been sipping on yogurt, a little bit throughout the day. And he had lost 30 pounds in the last 6 months because he was scared to eat. The symptom is fear of food. Afraid to eat because when he's going to eat, it's going to hurt. So he doesn't want to eat. So he lost weight. He had a blockage in one of his gut arteries called the mesenteric artery. I remember putting his stent in on a Thursday, and I told him, I said, "Today, tonight, I want you to have a steak." And I said, "And I'm going to call you after dinner." I was driving to Sacramento. I said, "I'll call you on my way to Sacramento and ask you how you did." He was very happy Thursday night. He was able to eat his steak. I saw him Tuesday in my office. He had gained 13 pounds. In
oh, my goodness.
So
everything he hadn't eaten in 6 months and losing 30 pounds, he ate in 1 week and gained 13 pounds. So, no, I mean, this is amazing because, you know, again, well, we're not doctors, we're not cardiologists, but when you hear these things happening to people, then you have to start thinking to yourself, and this is where I like people when they hear these shows, is, you know, I'm having a problem in my legs. Or,
well, I've got all kinds of problems.
I mean, and, I mean, but these are things that, one, if they're diagnosed, they can be fixed.
Absolutely.
They can be fixed, and you don't have that pain, and why live with less of a quality of life? Can we quickly address the, we talked about it earlier and we talked about it with you, the sudden adult death syndrome. You've, of course, heard about this too. And it seems like there's more and more of it happening. Could you give us some comments on this?
Yes. Sudden cardiac death, the commonest cause is a virus that can affect the heart muscle and make the heart muscle weak. When the heart is weak, those patients develop a fatal, irregular heart rhythm, and it's that rhythm when the heart just vibrates and it's not pumping blood to the brain. And if 4 minutes goes by, there's no blood to the brain, and the patient is brain dead. And if you don't get enough blood to the body, the patient dies. In fact, when you have a heart attack, they're not dying from the pain. The blockage causes this fatal irregular heartbeat called ventricular fibrillation. And that is what causes the patient to die. So sudden cardiac death can occur in young athletes, and that's usually a genetic condition. It's rare, but it is there. So if there's a family history of somebody dying young, teenagers, athletes, then those family members need to be screened genetically to see if they are at risk. We're seeing more and more of this even now with COVID. It's affecting the heart muscle. Muscle gets weak, and these patients, they get short of breath because the heart can't pump, and they develop congestive heart failure and sudden cardiac death. So there's sudden cardiac death can also happen, of course, if somebody has a heart attack. That's from the heart attack. But we're seeing it in young patients. The heart muscle is weak, and they develop sudden cardiac death. We're seeing it a lot also in patients who use drugs, meth especially. Mm-hmm. The heart muscle gets weak, and then they have the sudden cardiac death.
If when you say you've got a history of this, and it sounds like with your heart just vibrating, it needs to have that shock or something like that. What can you do if somebody does have this as a history?
So there are four medications that we have, and we call it the four pillars. You know, you have four pillars that hold the building up. So there are four medications that we start and gradually increase the doses, and many of them, the heart muscle gets better. We wait about 3 months after optimizing these medication to see if the heart pumps get better, if the heart pumps better, and it gets better. The measurement, if anybody has an echocardiogram or an ultrasound of the heart, what they need to ask the physician is, what is my ejection fraction? Or EF, ejection fraction. That tells you how the heart is pumping. A normal ejection fraction is about 55 to 60% and above. If your ejection fraction is less than 35%, you're very high risk for sudden cardiac death. So your ejection fraction, when we do an ultrasound of the heart, it tells us what's the ejection fraction. And if you have an ejection fraction that's low, now less than 35% puts you at high risk for sudden cardiac death, but even if it's between 35 and 50, we have medicines that we can give you that can help the heart get stronger. Now let's say after 3 months, we wait about 90 days, after 3 months of putting you on all of these medicines, we repeat your ultrasound. And if that ejection fraction does not improve and remains reduced, then we recommend a defibrillator. That's like a pacemaker. It's just a little bigger than a pacemaker. So what happens with the defibrillator? If anybody arrests, somebody calls 911, the ambulance comes there and they shock your heart, like you said. But if the ambulance takes more than 4 minutes, 95% of patients won't survive. Mm-hmm. If you have the defibrillator in place, in 30 seconds, it'll shock you and save your life. So, again, if somebody has a weak heart, a bad heart, we put them on medications, optimize the medications. If it doesn't get better, we recommend the defibrillator that can help shock them and save their life.
Wow.
So
you can have one in you. Then. Yes. It's just like a pacemaker type thing.
It's like a pacemaker. It takes about 30 minutes to put in. It's done non-invasively. We don't put you out. Local anesthesia. In fact, we do it at our surgical center at the office. We don't even have to do it in the hospital. So
what we're learning here today is all of these issues that we're talking about in these conditions, if we have regular checkups and we're paying attention to our symptoms, and following through, most of what you're talking about can be treated, and a good share of it can be cured and handled.
Absolutely. If you are complaining that you're short of breath, that's new, that's different, at least check it out. It may be deconditioning. Most of the time we're just deconditioned, and then when we do anything, we get short of breath. But we want to make sure it's nothing serious.
The doctor calls it deconditioning, but what he's really saying is if you're out of shape and you haven't done anything, and then you start and you go, oh, I'm out of breath. Well, there could be a reason for this. You're just so
nice.
You're
a couch potato.
You're just so nice. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Linda and Trisha's Hangout, and that's Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds. A candy store for ladies, yeah. The best place in the world to shop.
I tell you what, these are really good people. They have a huge selection of jewelry. If you're into old pawn and things like this, talk to Rebecca because they've got stuff back in the safes that they will be more than happy to show you. It's the
All
only
kinds
full
of
service
state jewelry, yeah, oh, beautiful yeah. collections.
The only full service jewelry store in Redding. And if you're looking to, you've got some jewelry you don't use. You know, he's just, you know, I don't know, presents from old boyfriends, things like this. They will consign that for you also.
Yes.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Or you can have them reset.
There you go.
They make
yeah.
jewelry. If you have stones that yeah. you'd like to have reset, made into other pieces, they
sure.
do all kinds of jewelry. Fill all your jewelry needs.
And the they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. We'll be right back.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Hey, tomorrow we've got One Safe Place coming in, and they've got a couple of things they've been doing over at One Safe Place. They've been bringing in specialists talking about domestic violence, children in domestic violence situations, so tomorrow should be interesting. But we're having a great time today with Dr. Muhammad Khan, who has, of course, the Cardiovascular Center right here in town. And he's been talking about peripheral arterial disease, something all of us, everybody, as you age, you ought to be thinking about, you know, is your doctor checking for this? And maybe sometimes if you're healthy, you know, and they're doing things, that it may not come up. But if you're having pains in your legs and it's very painful, you can be tested for this very easily. And then there's just a number of treatments to help you. But then we talked about other blockages and symptoms of that. And then we talked about sudden adult death syndrome. So where are we going now? I mean, this is so much information that you've given. But the big thing is, again, as Dr. Khan is saying, get off your butt and get exercise.
Yes, it's you know, is what we hear about from all of our doctors, you know, control your blood pressure. This really, as we get older, there's only three things we can do, really. One is make sure your blood pressure is very well controlled. Two, make sure your cholesterol is where it should be. And three, exercise. Try to lose some weight, obviously. But studies have shown that if you're overweight but active, you will have less heart attacks and strokes than somebody who's thin and not active. So your activity level is very, very important, staying active. Weight loss obviously helps, prevents, you know, joints pains and the weight on the body and diabetes and all the rest of it. But the important thing is to stay active.
Is, you know, the optimum weight, if you go to these insurance charts and you're getting insurance, you should weigh 163 pounds. 163 pounds. Nobody weighs what it says on insurance charts. What is I know everybody's different, but an optimum weight for people.
Okay.
You know, because we went into, in the Marine Corps, because people were very heavy, we went into measuring body fat because there's a lot of muscle there. But
sure.
Is there just kind of a rule of thumb for people?
There is. And if you're going to use it, it's exactly what you said. We're all overweight.
Yeah.
So basically the formula is, if you're a male, you give yourself 106 pounds for the first 5 feet. And then after that, for every inch, you give yourself 6 pounds. So if somebody's 5'10", it's 106 pounds for the first 5 feet, and then 60 pounds for the 10 inches, 10 times 6 is 60, so about 166 plus minus 10 to 15.
For a 5'10" male.
For a 5'10" male.
So it's 106 pounds
for the first five feet, and then 6 pounds for each additional inch.
How about a female?
For a woman, it's 100 pounds for the first 5 feet, and then 5 pounds for each additional inch.
106 so, and 5 pounds?
100. And then 5 pounds
okay.
For each of those. So you can see that we're all overweight.
Yeah.
I better.
And 10, plus minus 10 to 15 pounds.
Plus or minus.
Plus or
you
minus.
Can, if you add up to 15 from that 166 for a 5'10 male.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay.
But does that have to do with, you know, because I have, you've seen them, these guys got like 8% body fat. Does that count for them too?
Sure, it makes a difference, yes.
Okay. The, you're just, I mean, okay, this is the factoid I'm taking away. Every time you come on, you give me something. So when people talk about the, quote, optimum weight you should be, 106 pounds to 5 feet, and 6 pounds for every inch over that if you're a man, if you're a male.
Correct.
Okay. Well,
you know, it's
another 15 pounds.
Yeah, okay.
You know, if we can just cut back, you know, all these diets, none of them really work. And every diet will work. The problem is we don't stick to them.
You've got to change your lifestyle.
That's the bottom line. The bottom line to lose weight is calories in versus calories out. People tell me all the time, I don't eat anything. I hardly eat much. But you're burning nothing. So even if you're only eating 1,500 calories, if you don't burn 1,500 calories, you're going to gain weight. 3,500 calories makes a pound. 3,500. And if you divide that, if you reduce 12 calories a day, you'll lose a pound a month. Just 12 calories a day. And I tell patients to lose weight slowly because you'll keep it off. A pound a month is 12 pounds in a year.
Yep.
And just reduce by 12 calories. Here's an example.
One less chip.
You know, eating one M&M. If you have one M&M, you've got to walk the length of a football field to burn it off.
Oh, my. There's your antidote for the day.
There
was no M&M.
Here's something interesting.
12 calories less a day, you will lose 12 pounds
in
a year without hurting.
You know, a passionate kiss, you can burn 20.